Tell us the concept. Give us a picture of what it's going to look like when completed, this National Guard Memorial.
Okay, Kate. First of all, let me just say I sincerely appreciate this opportunity to present this information about this important project on our Kentucky Heroes to your listeners. Basically, this is going to be a, like I say, a very beautiful monument. What we're going to have is a black granite outline of the state of Kentucky in the center of the memorial site, and then it's basically standing in front of the monument. Focal point will be a larger-than-life bronze statue of Daniel Boone. The names on the they will have names around the plaza. It's circular in formation and so forth, but we're looking at a 70-foot diameter, and as I said, the sculpture of Boone, and then the Kentucky-shaped granite monument inscribed with the names of our fallen, approximately 25 feet long and 9 foot high.
We know that sculptor Wyatt Gregg of Prospect is doing the Daniel Boone statue, and you all are working on funding the completion of this memorial across the state from private donors and business, et cetera. What's the progress in the fundraising?
Okay. Basically, to this point in time, the total cost for the memorial is $1.3 million. To date, we have collected $624,901 in money and in-kind gifts, and we're still short about $810,000.
What are you doing to make up the distance?
Basically, here again, as you said, we are out beating the bushes, if you will, across the Commonwealth. We just recently began the County Paver Program. We have sent out letters and spoken with many of the county judge executives in our 120 counties asking for their support of the memorial through the purchase of a county brick paver, which will be incorporated into the walkway of the memorial. Thus far, we've received checks from 18 counties and 15 that are currently sending in their check. We're hoping eventually to have all 120 counties participate in this effort. And one reason we're hitting all 120 counties is the fact that, you know, we have had guard personnel that have served from every one of these counties. And I would say somewhere in the history of that county or all of our counties at some point in time, whether it be a natural disaster, civic disorder, what have you, the guard has been activated and basically participated in that community and assisted in some form or fashion. Additionally, this year marks the third annual Ride to Remember motorcycle rally that we host. This year it's going to be on Saturday, August the 24th. Going to start at 1 p.m. and run until 8 p.m. And that is going to be located at the Frankfort Convention Center, which is located at 405 Marl Street here in Frankfort. There's going to be hundreds of motorcycles, you know, from across the Commonwealth that are going to converge on the convention center. We'll have live music, food, drinks, auctions, and most of all, paying tribute to our fallen soldiers and airmen of the Kentucky Guard. It's grown over the past couple of years, actually to the point that we've had to change the venue from the Healing Field at Lawrenceburg to our new larger location here in Frankfort. Everyone is invited. Tickets for the event are $5 for non-riders, $45 for a rider with a passenger, and $35 for a single rider. And I understand that Four Rivers Harley-Davidson there in Paducah, I guess, is your closest rallying point for your listeners there in the area. Again, this year, another thing that we are doing is hosting the Kentucky National Guard Memorial Tag Open Golf Scramble. And this year, it is going to be held at Coromiah, Country Club located at 2327 Lexington Road in Nicholasville. And, you know, all the information, you know, about these different events and so forth are on our website, and I'll give you that contact in a minute. But the Golf Scramble this year is going to be held on September the 16th, and we're going to be there all day long, you know, for that event. And as I said, we've got, you know, updated information on our site.
Now, let's go back to the beautiful big slab of granite shaped like Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And the names that will go on that slab are the names of any Kentuckian who has served in any capacity in the National Guard from March 1912 to present.
Okay.
What happened on that date, March 1912?
March 19, basically, is when we officially became the Kentucky National Guard. The Guard, in some form or fashion, has been part of the history of the Commonwealth, actually before the Commonwealth was established with the Virginia militiamen who come in here to the state of what would eventually become the state of Kentucky, and they were called Kentucky Militia. We've gone under various titles, names since statehood, beginning with the Kentucky Militia, up to the Kentucky State Guard, the Kentucky National Legion, back to the State Guard, but then in the early 20th century, the name was officially changed to the Kentucky National Guard. So we were basically picking up on the new modern, if you will, National Guard. The names that are going on there, right now we have a total of 145 documented verified casualties whose names will appear on the memorial. I still have a list of about 305 names that I've got to go back in and verify, you know, if they did die in the line of duty and that sort of thing. And one of the things I'd like to interject here is, you know, our records and this monument, when I started the concept or the idea of doing this monument, we have monuments all over the state of Kentucky honoring our war casualties, if you will. Each county has a memorial. But we don't have a specific monument for our Kentucky Guard personnel. We have the Guard has a dual mission. It has a state mission in times of war. The president can call out the Guard. In times of peace and so forth, the governor is our commander-in-chief and can call us out, you know, for disasters, emergencies, you know, whatever the case may be. And we have had personnel that have died, you know, during those activations. Drill weekend for Guard personnel going and doing training, whether it be at Fort Knox or at their respective armories. We have actually had people that have been killed just, you know, during training. Summer camp, same thing. We have had people that have been killed while they're training at summer camp. So there's never been a monument, you know, to honor those folks. And in many cases, we have lost track of them, if you will. We have forgotten about their service, that they were killed. And, you know, every so often somebody will call me up and say, hey, I looked at your website. You know, this person's missing. And basically take that information and I go back in and verify, yes, indeed, this is an individual that should be included on here. So, you know, I'm basically doing a call out to your listeners. If they go up to our website, they know of a Kentucky Guardsman who had died or was killed, please notify us. And so that we can ensure that we get that individual's name on the memorial.
And that is the KYNGmemorial.com site?
Yes, ma'am. You can either go there or simply it's Guard Memorial. You can just type in GuardMemorial.com and it will also get you there.
Have you ever been to the Vietnam Memorial in D.C.?
Yes, ma'am. Sure have.
It kind of reminds me, in terms of the stone, to have the same kind of resonance. So I wish you luck in getting the funding. What is just if you were a betting man, how long do you think it'll take you to get this done?
Oh, I tell you what, we have discussed a number of things, and we We've got a number of corporations that are talking with us. I'm hoping, that we have it ready to dedicate by Veterans Day next year.
Well, good for you. That's a great mission, and we look forward to hearing that it's come to pass. Thank you for speaking with us today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
John Trowbridge is chair of the board of directors of the Kentucky National Guard Memorial Fund.